from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to it. Are you okay, Taz?
Hello.
Yeah?
This is new for us.
Why?
Hello. Oh. Wow. Friday podcast.
Yeah, look, I have skimped on the Friday podcasts a bit recently.
Go where no man has gone before. What were you doing? Why are we putting together a Friday show?
Because
you normally about at the end of a Friday go, let's just give them the highlights.
Yeah, but I've got
That's a bang on impression of what you sound like too when the mics are off.
Not only that, it actually is quite bang on. Not only that, but I've added in things today that I wouldn't normally add in, like little
under the palm.
I didn't make the cup. Little bits when we come out of the ads and stuff when we talk. That's not usually the stuff I put in, but I did today. I've gone rogue. Honestly.
You're in for a treat
hardest
today.
Hardest worker in the building.
Who knows what's coming up?
I think I should get hardest worker in the building tattooed on me. Just so whenever anyone
doubts me. Yeah, across your forehead.
I'll just hold up my hand. Hardest worker in the building.
Unfortunately, the building is a one-bedroom studio apartment, and that's where you live.
Hey, if I vacuum it, then I'm the hardest worker in there. All right.
You're the hardest worker of this show. Totally.
No.
Yeah.
Don't be silly, Taz.
No, I think you are.
Stop it. No.
Do you want to dissect what was on the show today and if I brought it to the show or if you brought
it to
the show?
No, but you have another job. So overall, you work harder.
Highlight tapes, all you. Drew Wilson, me.
That was you, yeah.
Boss Benny, kind of a little bit of me.
Oh, I didn't want that at all.
Unofficial Mayor of Budrum, me. Is there a supermarket conspiracy? We didn't even get to that. And that was you. Are we back in Clive? That was you. So it's a 50-50, actually.
Yeah,
our podcast intros should be a who brought moment more to the show.
No, that could be quite toxic for our relationship.
I like you at the moment.
All right. I mean, I like you too. All right, enjoy the podcast. There's not much more to say. Well, I'm keen to get out of here.
Hardest worker in the building.
Hardest worker in the building. Signing off.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
They're the top dogs of their suburbs. You just won't find them in the ballot box yet. It's Ellie and Taz's unofficial mayors.
We've been searching far and wide, Tazzy, on the radio, on the socials, and even in community boards.
Yeah, I want to make sure that these titles go to the right people. Not that there's any real responsibility that comes with these titles, but we love meeting just these super locals. We started with Deb and Kuramundi on Monday. We've made our way around the sunny coast. Today, we find ourselves in Budrum.
Now, we put a post up on the Budrum community board, got hounded with responses, but there was one that we couldn't look past.
Have a listen to this from Alana. She says, my 10-year-old daughter, Maddie, she thinks she knows everything, wants to rule the world, and especially after she won Under the Pump, and she's a Budrum local herself. G'day, Maddie. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good, Maddie. How does it feel that you've been nominated to be the unofficial mayor of Budrum at 10 years old?
Well, it doesn't really matter to me right now, but it's okay.
Oh, doesn't it? Okay. Well, it will once we start hounding you with jobs and responsibilities.
Oh, my mum can do that.
Yeah, good, good. Handballing early. That's perfect, Maddie. That's exactly what the mayor should be doing, the unofficial mayor of Budrum. Hey, your mum has told us a big plan that you have for Budrum, though. What do you want to do with Ballinger Road?
So there's going to be a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And it's going to make it very big and parents drop them off and then pick them up at the end.
Oh.
Right. So no adults are allowed on the roller coaster, just for kids?
No.
Wow. Okay. So is this to get to and from school, is it?
No, it's just from the top of Budrum all the way to where the kangaroos live.
Okay, so just a little sightseeing adventure. Kids can get on the roller coaster, go up, see the kangaroos and come back home for dinner.
And then the parents have to pick them up from the bottom.
Mm. How are you going to get the money for this, Madison? Who's going to fund this?
We can just use Mum's credit card.
Just put it on my tab. Just put it on my tab.
Yeah. Pay wave.
G'day, Mum. How are you?
Good.
How do you feel about funding this roller coaster?
Oh, darling, it's just another day. I fund everything. It'll be cheaper than Mecca, so I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's true.
Another thing.
Yeah?
And there's going to be Disneyland. And there's going to be a free Yoshi place. Yoshi the Frozen Yogurt.
Yeah,
of course.
There's going to be the CrossFit gym, and if Kelsey's listening to this, hi. Who's my person? trainer Kelsey. And what else is there going to be? You get to get photos with the kangaroos and you get to play with them.
And you want to have a day off as well?
Oh, and day off on Wednesday because Wednesday is always my bad luck day.
Perfect. I'm behind all of this, Maddie, and I think all of Budrum that are listening right now, actually people that don't live in Budrum are buying in Budrum right now hearing about this.
I'm in the market for a house and I have just discounted all other suburbs. I'm moving to Budrum. I want the roller coaster.
There are going to be a couple of houses that get demolished for the roller coaster that gets put in. But apart from that, everything's all good.
What else?
That's okay.
That's fine. The houses that get... What if your house gets demolished, Madison?
Oh, we don't live near there. We live in... Where do we live?
We live in Budrum.
We live in Sippy Down. Oh. No, we don't... We live at the very start of Budrum in Street number...
Oh, no, that's okay. No, I don't need your address.
It sounds like, though, classic abuse of power is those people over there will have their roller coaster built. But ours is fine. It's completely untouched. What's the oath? Can she repeat after you? Do you know the mayor oath?
Yes. So, Maddie, I'm going to need you to repeat after me. I, Madison, the unofficial mayor of Budrum.
I, Maddie, the unofficial mayor of Budrum.
Will strive to keep Ellie and Taz and the Sunshine Coast informed.
I stress to keep Ellie and Taz and the Sunshine Coast informed.
Of when the new roller coaster will be available.
And when the new roller coaster in Disneyland will be available.
And Disneyland. She's ultimate.
Hey. Lovely, Madison. So good to meet you. Go and smash it. You are the unofficial mayor of Budrum. Well done.
And because I'm the mayor and I'm doing all this stuff, what's in it for me?
Spoken like a true politician, Maddie.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We love local music here on CFM. You'll often hear us play a whole heap of Sunny Coast musos. We've got one in studio this afternoon, Drew Wilson.
Hello. How are we both?
Hello, Drew. Good. We're well, thank
That's
you.
Good.
Big day for you today. Tell us, new song
new
dropping.
New song, and it's my first foray into... EDM, electronic dance music.
This is really exciting because you emailed me and you said, hey, Taz, I got this song coming out. This is a couple of weeks ago. And you've said, and it's with some European DJs.
So,
I went, hang on a second.
I know.
What's going on here?
It's a thing. It's a thing. So about 18 months ago, I had one of them slide into my DMs.
Yeah.
And I you know, straight away, scam alert. I thought, what's
Absolutely.
Going on here? This is all a bit weird.
Yep.
And
are you a Nigerian prince that
that's
needs
what
some
I was
money?
Thinking. Yeah. And I, you know, I had a lazy 10 sitting around, so I just looked at it. And I obviously asked a lot of questions, but, you know, no obligation. And he sent through a couple of instrumentals.
Yeah.
And so I had a listen, and there were three. The first one was a bit, second one I really liked. And so I went back to him and said, look, I really like the second one. And he said, oh, well, why don't you just, you know, demo something up? So I'm, you know, still in the back of my mind, I'm thinking this is a bit strange, a bit weird. And so I just quickly just throw something down and I'm not gonna lie, literally 4 minutes and I've got What Would I Do, the main part.
Yes.
And I thought, let me just repeat that a few times. Anyway, so I send this thing off, I go off to work and my DM just is lit up. I get home and it's like, I love it. You've got to record it, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, okay, all right. Fast forward 18 months and now it's getting released. A couple of other of his DJ companions sort of jumped on and did their little part. And now I've got all these other DJ producers just jumping
How
in
did
and
you?
Asking to for me to write top line and sing. So it's something that I never knew existed, but it's actually a thing. And these guys, we're talking, you know, over 500,000 monthly Spotify listeners for these guys. So, I steal some of their Spotify data and, I'll take that into the back pocket. Thank you very much. Not to mention the royalties and what is it, 0.004 of a cent or whatever it is this day and age. But
every
it's still,
0.04
exactly.
Of a cent
well, when they're streaming that many, those big numbers, it, you know,
does
it,
add up.
It fills the coffers.
How do you think they found you? Like, this sounds like too good to be artist.
I think one of the tunes that I released last year got a bit of airplay in the States through college radio.
Yeah.
Right.
And this guy, Iarco, he heard the song, shazammed the song, and then it's like, I like that voice. It works with some of the things that I'm doing. And, you know, Australian voices have a bit of a different characteristic to, you know, what most of the top line singers are sort of producing at the moment.
Well, David Guetta liked Sia back in the day. That sort of gave her her start. Yeah. So now we're about to hear the new song, What Would I Do? What is it about? I know you wrote it pretty quickly after a scam email thing came through.
It was a scam. What I did ask was what he was sort of feeling when he wrote the instrumentals.
Oh, cool.
And it was around this looking from the outside in on how he would feel if his, you know, significant other wasn't there. And so I just sort of wrote the words around, you know, the song sort of delves into, you know, I don't need you to be on the front cover of a magazine. I love the candlelight, you know, those simple things in life.
Yeah,
and, you know, those sort of words sort of ring through in the tune. And it's, you know, what would I do without you?
Aww, so, that's a love song.
Intro the song for us. Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm Drew Wilson, and this is my new single, What Would I Do, featuring Iarco with Riesling and Just Fetty.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Unfortunately, someone else, as he always does, is on the show.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
I'd love for the people to just hit us up on the socials. Yeah. Do you enjoy hearing from Big Boss Benny on our radio show, or do you hate it as much as we do?
Send your love letters to ben.herbsland. Benny, welcome to the show.
G'day, guys.
You said to me about an hour ago, I've got a brand new game for the show, especially Ellie.
Well, I'm trialling something new here, right? So I want to do, this is a test run.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brand new quiz that I wanted to potentially launch on your drive show.
Great.
So we'll test it today, and if we think it's really, really good.
Could it rival Under the Pump or something?
It could, or Under the Pump, or, you know, and so what we're going to do is we'll trial it today, and if it's successful, then you two can be the judges as to whether you want this on your show.
Okay, so who's playing? Both of us or one of us?
Both of you, so it's very similar. It's a 10-question quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Your name's your buzzer.
Let's put Ellie on the spot.
Do you want Ellie just do the whole quiz?
Yeah.
Okay, Ellie, you've got to do the whole quiz.
Let me guess. These questions are not going to be true. Trivia questions. It's going to be like,
do you know what?
Ellie think she's hot?
She's going to sook, okay? She's going to sook. So your name's your buzzer. You're both.
Okay, all right.
There you go. Okay. Ellie, Taz.
Yep.
Question one. Are we ready?
No, but I'm contracted to be here, so.
Which CFM drive announcer is known for delivering the most incorrect weather reports, which single-handedly have ruined families' weekend plans? Taz.
That'll be Ellie.
Correct. Okay.
I don't know. I've heard Fosses in the morning. Pretty inaccurate.
It said drive show.
Remember, Ellie,
post.
Your name's your buzzer, please, if you want to join in. Who was a no-show at 2023's Kick for Kids charity walk because they were overseas climbing a glacier in Iceland?
Your name's your buzzer, Ellie.
Your name's your buzzer.
I've forgotten my name.
Taz?
I think that's Ellie as well.
Correct. Okay, question three. Which CFM drive announcer is the hardest worker?
Taz?
Yep.
Ellie!
That'd be me.
Ellie!
Oh, Ellie actually has that one. Ellie, go
Ellie, ahead. Ellie.
No, that's incorrect.
Ellie
it's actually,
is my buzzer and my answer.
It's actually Taz, because he also does all the music for the station.
Yeah,
and
guess what I do? Bring the vibes,
paid
bro.
Paid less.
Bring the vibes.
Question four. Who currently has the Guinness World Record for annual leave taken to attend friends' weddings in a single calendar year? Is it A, Foz, B, Brooks, C, Taz, D, Ellie?
I'm going to lock in Ellie.
Correct. Taz is on the board again.
Just because I'm the veteran, okay? And I've been here longest, so yes, I probably have taken the most leave. Correct.
Question five. Which CFM announcer is known to throw the biggest tantrum when they turn up to a work meeting because it isn't catered by the company card?
Ellie. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, correct. Ellie's on the board. Okay, here we go. Question six. Which CFM announcer ran a bikini car wash all by himself for charity?
Oh, Taz. That's Taz.
Correct. He's on the board. How many gyms have gone?
I was busy on a glacier.
2002, Taz was the receiver of which local award here at the station?
I don't know. I
think
out.
It's staff member of the year,
wasn't
it?
Is my contract bloody... Do I have to be here?
Taz is on the board.
Well done.
Okay, here we go. Last one. Everyone who walks to work is a pleb is a direct quote from which CFM female drive announcer?
Taz.
Taz.
That's Ellie.
Ellie! Yay! He's got it, Taz!
What do we think of the new
What do you think of
games?
The new quiz?
I'm going to have to veto that one, Benny.
Oh, come on, mate.
I'm a fan of it.
I liked it. Had a bit of vibe, a bit of sizzle to it. Should I do a quiz for you? Go on.
Which content director of a radio station does bugger all day, every day?
Good gear,
Shane. That'd be me.
Great gear.
Great gear. Real good gear from her. Jeez.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9.
CFM.
I want to hear your opinions. Are you hopping on Clive Palmer's Titanic 2?
I don't know why, but this has irritated me, this story.
I love that it has. I want you to tell the story because I know you're almost more passionate about it than me.
Well, I just think, like, Clive Palmer often has some outlandish ideas.
Yep.
And these two most recent ones we have would fit into that category. One of them is, yes, he wants to rebuild the Titanic mm-hmm. and send it on its original voyage, but this time complete the voyage. Don't have it sink halfway.
Yeah. And then, of course, it'll sail around the world and it'll, you'd think it would come to Australia.
Yeah, it'd end up being like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
I suppose. So that's going to cost up to $1 billion
mm-hmm.
if he goes through with the Titanic 2.
Yeah.
Well,
that's going to be to build. He gets some of that for passengers, will pay their way back on, you'd
true.
Think.
True.
It would make money eventually.
Ooh, $1 billion. It'd take a while to make $1 billion, you'd think. But he's been wanting to do this for years, right? This is not the first time he's mentioned it. 2015, I think he said.
It's 2012 I've got in front of me too.
Yeah, yeah. So he's been asked, like, all right, well, you've tried to do this a couple of times before. Why do you think that it would work now? And he said, I've got more money now.
I'm going to say it. I would go on the Titanic too.
Would you?
Yeah, I think my partner would as well. I think there'd be this kitschy sort of niche fun thing. You get to pretend you're on the real Titanic because it's going to be as close to a replica as they can do, but then modernise it quite a bit.
But if I'm going on a cruise ship,
yeah,
like I'll take the 2024 model. Thank
totally,
you very much.
Totally.
You know,
like if you're going on a cruise, but this isn't going on a cruise. This is a chance to go on the Titanic.
Mm.
It's like why people go on to novelty cruises like Disney cruises and things. You're not really going on a cruise.
Yeah.
You're doing a Disney cruise.
But it's so depressing, the Titanic. Like, everyone died.
Yeah, but this isn't going to do that. It's going to be this lavish experience, very fancy. However, I have seen a picture of a Titanic next to a modern-day cruise ship.
Mm.
It's tiny. Because it's 120-ish years old.
Yeah. I went, when I was in Belfast last year, I went to the Titanic Museum because that's where they built the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this full interactive experience and it was like you were on the ship.
They're really proud of it, aren't they?
So proud. It's like
they forget that the iceberg was there.
We had one day in Belfast, not even. We did a road trip up to Belfast from Dublin.
Yeah.
And we looked at TripAdvisor, like, what do you do in Belfast? The only thing to do was go to the Titanic Museum. So we went there, ticked it off and drove back.
You'd think they wouldn't be
so proud
of the Titanic.
No, I know. It did not go well. But that's not the only thing that Clive has said he wants to do.
Mm.
He said he wants to also make his own social media platform for Australians only. And there'll be no restrictions on what you can post. You can post whatever you want. But it's just for Australians and he's going to call it Ozface.
That is me headbutting the microphone. That's terrible. If Justin Timberlake couldn't keep MySpace alive because he bought it and tried to resurface that as a social media.
Did he?
Then Clive Palmer does not have the power of Justin Timberlake.
You're not going to get on
Timberlake
Ozface?
Timberlake couldn't do it. I'm not going to get on Ozface.
Well, if you go on his Titanic, you could get on Ozface and tweet about your experience. There you go.
I could.
Two worlds colliding.
I would hop on the Titanic too. Do I think it's ever going to be a thing? No.
No.
But if it does, I'm on there. I'm doing, could you imagine the photo opportunities at the front of the boat?
Oh, you and Celeste up the front of the
boat. You'd be queuing for hours to get to the front so that you can do the Titanic pose.
I'd rather just a resort in Bali, to be honest.
I think it's a great idea.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Just off there, been having a chat about whether you should bring your Mo back, Tassie.
Yeah, I had a Mo last year when we did the combi restoration for Inclusive Kids, and we were having a look at the photos from that.
Yeah.
I saw the Mo.
I reckon, do you think you could grow a little flavour saver? Should we do that instead of the Mo next? I think that would be nice for you.
Who in pop culture that's well regarded has a flavour saver?
I have an answer to that. Shannon Knoll.
He doesn't still, does he?
I'm pretty sure.
Google Shannon Knoll 2024. I can't do a full beard. So we couldn't even do a beard. I could do the Mo. I could probably do a little Flavor Saver thing.
That's all we need. Oh, gosh, the Flavor Saver he had back in Idol days. Gosh, that was good. It's like a triangular Flavor Saver. Okay, I can't see any 2024 pictures of him. Oh, this one, he's clean shaven. But I reckon, Taz, you should bring it back. Make it cool again. You're in a position of power.
The only reason I do it is for Inclusive Kids.
Done. Next time we're raising money for inclusive kids, Tassie's getting a flavour saver. You heard it here first.
And so's Ellie.
We're doing
an Ellie and Taz flavour saver.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
A reminder, Sunny Coast, that it is the local elections tomorrow.
Yep.
So head on out and vote. You can vote today at a whole bunch of places.
Mm.
And tomorrow's the official polling day. That's when you get the democracy sausage. And it's going to be $77 if you don't vote.
Well, we were talking earlier in the show, what's your tactic to get past everybody that's trying to hand out the flyers? Or are you one of those people that just talks to everybody on your way in? It might take you 20 minutes to vote in that case, if you are stopping and talking.
I like to grab the flyers.
You collector?
Yeah.
You're a collector?
Yeah, because I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be like, no, thank you.
I did that. I was rude.
Did you?
I was rude.
You already knew.
I said, no, thanks. No, thanks. But I had to say it 8 times.
Yeah.
I didn't even think there were that many people I could vote for. I just kept saying no, thanks.
Well, I suppose on the other hand, is it bad for the environment, you know, by taking them?
Oh.
It's paper. It's recyclable, right?
Hey, one of our callers this week. Yeah, you're such a green. Caller of the week this week is thanks to Sunshine and Suns, the Coast Spirit, a bottle of vodka or gin. Will be won before the end of the show for one of our favourite callers this week.
And hey, if you are unsure of where to go to vote, there's a whole bunch of locations up on the AEC website, the Australian Electoral Commission. So go check that out and do your due diligence as a citizen.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz.
Big Justin Timberlake news as well. Overnight, he was performing in LA. He stops, he stands, and the curtains behind him open. The other four members of NSYNC come out, perform live to the public for the first time in years. So they came together and they did that live, like, awards show or something about a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
But now they actually sang in a brand new song as well.
Did they do Bye Bye Bye?
They did Bye Bye Bye.
Oh, thank God.
I have heard Bye Bye Bye. So if you're an NSYNC fan, maybe they're fully back.
Yeah, check it out. Hey, you and I have had a big week again here at CFM. Should we take a look back on it?
Let's do it.
The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
It's the Highlight Tapes by Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM. 3, 2, 1.
It's fair to say we took a while to get going this week. Taz malfunctioned like a robot.
Give us a call. We might hook you up with a prize if we love your story.
And I mixed up my views. 9-year-old Xanthi from Glenview.
Sorry?
You said you were from Palmview, but no, Glenview. You got a view of Glen instead of the palms.
That's right. No palms can be seen in Glenview.
But once we did get going, the stories we started getting to the show were phenomenal. Jackie, have you had something fall off your car or truck?
Not off the back of my truck, but I was living in Willumbar in New South Wales when the truck came around the corner and lost it and all the beer ended up in the river.
Hey! I love that.
Everyone went swimming that day.
What type of beer was it? What flavour are we talking? What brand?
We just called it Mullumbah River Beer after that.
We met the sleepiest person on the Sunshine Coast, Shanae.
I've woken up at a bus stop. I've woken up on a beach. I've woken up on the roof of Subway.
The roof of Subway?
I have fallen asleep on top of a car at a party before. I have fallen asleep in a tree because I was running away from a snake.
Are you ever awake, Shanae? Because I feel like most of the time you've just been asleep.
And in the lead up to the Sunshine Coast and Noosa elections this week, we appointed our own unofficial mayors of suburbs. Do we both vote for Deb to be our unofficial Currumundi mayor?
I would love Deb to be our first unofficial mayor in the Little Black Book. Congratulations, Deb!
Thanks so much, guys.
I, Marky from Karoi.
I, Marky from Karoi.
We'll keep Ellie and Taz informed of local doings in Karoi.
We'll keep Ellie and Taz informed on locals doing in Karoi.
Well done. Give the man a round of applause. Justin, you're our unofficial mayor of Maroochydore. Welcome to the club.
Thanks heaps for having us, guys. Appreciate it, Taz and Ellie.
Doug, you are officially our unofficial mayor of Caloundra. Well done, Doug.
Woohoo!
If you see anything that we should know about too, Doug, you've got a direct line straight through to the studio, okay?
Thank you. That would be great. We'll put you on speed butt dial too.
Did you say speed butt dial? Did you?
I think I accidentally So pop us on your speed butt dial and join us again next week to share your stories. And remember, we'll take you all over the coast with our show. As I don't know about you, but did you get transported to the cod hole just earlier?
Excuse me, can you leave my cod hole out of this?
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.